Demand for food assistance is at an all-time high for the Emily Murphy Center. Lisa Wild, executive director for the facility, said that the pandemic is a contributing factor for the community's increased need for the center's services, acknowledging that it is to be blamed for many issues facing the world today. Particularly for women and families in the region, it forced people to be constrained 24/7, with no reprieve. Violence escalated and people were just at their wits' end, Wild said. The Emily Murphy Center is a Stratford-based, 20-unit housing facility located at 67 Barron Street. It assists women and children who have escaped violence or are trying to escape violence, become safe, comfortable, and have a violence-free life. The center has a team that does counseling, assists with navigating different systems, and outreach, among other things. As Wild said, it's all hands on deck at the center and everyone is devoted to making sure the ship sails. Everybody does a little bit of everything. Since the pandemic, the Emily Murphy Center has seen its waitlist quadruple. That list is steadily retracting, but not fast enough. Currently, there are 27 families waiting for shelter at the center. Wild said that there are too many variables to accurately estimate how long a wait time will be. Outreach services have since expanded, but Wild said it is not enough to cover the needs of the community. The center is looking for donations, every day of every year. Financial donations are always valuable, in addition to gift cards for grocery stores and pharmacies. In particular, according to a recent post on the center's Facebook page, it is looking for donations of paper towels, toilet paper, non-perishable and nut-free school snacks, juice and juice boxes, instant ramen, cleaning supplies, tinned fruit, and spices, including salt and pepper. Wild added that milk and diapers are also a necessity. Normally, the center would also need feminine hygiene products, but it is part of a coalition called the Huron-Perth Period Poverty Task Force. Through donations and investment from the federal government, they have enough feminine hygiene products for another year, roughly. In October of this year, the center will celebrate 35 years. Wild said that upwards of 4,000 families have been helped during that time. It is really special, Wild said. It's a joyful anniversary. It's something to be celebrated. I've been trying my whole career to work myself out of a job, but that hasn't happened yet. And unfortunately, the need for our services has not decreased at all in that time. In fact, it's increased exponentially. Additionally, tickets are on sale for the inaugural Euchre with Emily, a fundraising event for the center in partnership with Royal Canadian Legion Branch 8 and RBC. There will be a silent auction, games, and prizes for winners and losers. If anyone interested doesn't know how to play Euchre, they could look online or get some tips from Wild. Show up half an hour early and I'll show you how to play.